This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Well, this week, after a long jury selection process and unsuccessful efforts to move the trial out of Boston, attorneys for Jahar Tsarnaev, the accused Boston Marathon bomber, will give their opening statements.
It will be a big moment in a closely watched trial, which could last for months. WBUR's David Boeri has been following the proceedings and joins us now to talk about the week ahead and about some of the big questions that will be coming up. And David, good to have you.
Thanks, Anthony.
So, among those big questions that observers are pondering, will Tsarnaev's lawyers switch their plea from innocent to guilty in an effort to save their client from a possible death sentence? So what's the thinking about this?
The plus and minus of doing that, first, the plus side of that, is if he does plead guilty, the government saves that trial, and all those people, all those victims and their families are spared the ordeal of going through it. And also, Tsarnaev can say, I am taking responsibility. So he takes responsibility, he shortens the trial, spares people from further pain, and he also lessens all that evidence that's going to be presented against him. On the negative side, he forgoes any chance of appeals that he might have now, and the government can still bring much evidence forward to the second phase of the trial, and they still might get a lot of that stuff in.
Now, if there were to be some kind of plea along these lines, would it more likely come at the start of the trial or later?
Well, for the advantages that he is seeking by doing this, the sooner the better. The idea of stopping the trial, taking responsibility now rather than down into the trial when a lot of that evidence is laid out that's going to be so damning. It would be better now than later.
All right. So I want to ask you about all the massive amounts of evidence prosecutors have in this case. For example, they say they have a video of Tsarnaev dropping his backpack, which can apparently contain the bomb, right behind 8-year-old Martin Richard, who was killed in the blast. What are we likely to see, to hear in these opening arguments later this week?
I shudder. I really shudder to think what we are going to hear during opening arguments. It is going to be graphic. It's going to be, at least in the pattern that's been established by past behavior by prosecutors, I think you're going to see something that's very emotional. We're going to be strained to keep dry eyes. We're going to see perhaps shocking video. Remember, this is the judge, Judge O'Toole, who presided over the trial of Tariq Mahana, who was charged with material support for terrorists. The prosecution opened with video of two airliners going into the Twin Trade Center in New York.
So another question. Tsarnaev's attorneys have tried several times to get Judge George O'Toole to move the trial out of Massachusetts. They've been rebuffed several times. Are those efforts done?
They can go back because they were denied by a three-panel judge voting divided 2-1 that issued its opinion on Friday night. They can go back to seek a review by the full panel of judges of the Court of Appeals. Remotely, they could seek this in front of the Supreme Court. Their chances, though, are diminishing. They're remote.
But do you think that the refusal to move the trial could lead to grounds for an appeal, should Tsarnaev be found guilty, given the continued uncertainty claims about how difficult it is to impanel an impartial jury?
Here are the cold numbers, and you always have to remember those cold numbers when you go into federal court, that in 50 years, the Supreme Court of the United States only once, and in this district, a court never has overturned a conviction on the basis that a judge denied a motion to change venue. So it is far-fetched. However, as the defense continues to say, along with a supporting judge and dissenting judge and others, this is an extraordinary case.
Yeah. I want to ask you about a number of other related cases, including the one involving Tsarnaev's friend, Ibrahim Todashev. He's the fellow that was killed by FBI agents who were questioning him in his apartment in Orlando, Florida, about an unsolved triple murder in Waltham. Todashev's family has now filed a wrongful death suit against the FBI. Does a case like that, like this, have any effect on the Tsarnaev trial?
You have to remember, people go into trials, they often expect, as in the case of the trial versus James Whitey Bulger last year, people expect that there is going to be an organized, detailed search for truth, a commission seeking truth. But in fact, trials and prosecutions are about winning convictions. And the government in this case is going to want to keep this very, very narrow. Tamerlan Tsarnaev, what the FBI was told by the Russian security agency about Tamerlan Tsarnaev's travels, for instance, to Dashev, what happened to him in Florida, the triple homicide in Waltham in which Tamerlan Tsarnaev is suspected as one of the killers. All that stuff the government is going to want to keep out of this trial. The defense may well try to bring it in, and you're going to hear objection, objection, objection from the prosecution.
All right. So keeping it very, very narrowly focused.
And by the way, can I tell you another point? When the defense has this evidence, the defense is largely conceding that their client, Zahar Tsarnaev, was involved in this. They concede all this evidence, but they want to, and this came up today in motions, they are prepared to, a defense of necessity, if you will, the younger brother was following his older brother that he looked up to and was impressed with and was following. That is going to be much of the defense strategy during the prosecution's case.
All right. Well, that's going to all begin unfolding this week when we'll hear opening statements in the trial of Zahar Tsarnaev, the accused Boston Marathon bomber. WBUR reporter David Boeri, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Well, stay with us when we come back. New research on peanut allergies revealed that previous recommendations for infants might have been exactly wrong. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.